Welcome to Another Mother Podcast, a safe place for stepmoms to unravel the blended chaos and share lessons learned, the good, the bad, and the high conflict.
We're your hosts, Dana
and Amanda,
just a couple of stepmoms who have struggled to find their role. Now let's grab a drink and talk some shit. Well, I think, Amanda, you should probably start with our funny positive joke, and then I think that'll lead into our subject today.
Okay, so I scoured Google for this for at least 12 minutes.
12 minutes.
Gold.
That's a long time. Fuck, man.
I could have washed my hair.
I could have done the dishes, even though I don't.
Okay, gross. Don't go that far.
Don't ever do that.
So, you know you're getting old when your wife says, honey, let's run upstairs and make love. And you answer, I can't do both. And I honestly just laughed so hard at this one because I always ask my husband to carry me. I'm like, can you just like carry me to bed?
Does he?
Sometimes he'll be like, babe. He's literally said like, I can't do both. So I laughed a little. I laughed a little bit when I read that one.
Do you only
carry me a few times?
Do you only do that because of your hip, or do you just like to be carried upstairs?
No, I feel like I love to pamper my family all day long. So there's just like a brief period before bed where like I just want to be pampered.
That's fair.
Right? That's like carry me to the bath.
Absolutely.
Bring me my favorite snacks.
See, I get that too. I get the like, every night it's like, can I make you a drink or what can I get you? Or do you want a snack or I'm running to the store or do you want chocolate? Which the answer is always yes. Like, yeah.
Please don't ask dumb questions.
Yes. And that's when I feel the most pampered. And it's like the 20-minute window of like, whatever you need.
He is so, so sweet and attentive with you. Even when I was visiting, I'm like, oh yeah, I'll take a drink.
Oh, are you fucking asking me too? All right. Yeah. He's super sweet that way, which I probably don't say that enough, that he's amazing that way. So I'll try and do that.
Well, if he doesn't listen to our episode, it's his own fault.
That's right. Has your hubby listened to one yet or no?
I usually force him to listen to like a little snippet.
Oh, do you? Oh my God.
Whether he actually listens or not, gamble.
Who knows? He's probably looking at the next political.
Yeah, he's checking his cryptocurrency.
How rich are we today, baby?
Are we moving to Texas yet, babe?
Right? Oh my God. Soon enough. So I think this one, I'm going to give you major props for this episode, Amanda, because not only was it your idea, but you were the one that did most of our notes for this. So thank you so very much.
Teamwork.
What made you think of doing this episode?
So I previously have sold, I was a private consultant for a intimacy product company. Not sure if I should name it or not. They were great. And being able to have like private, intimate conversations with women who maybe think that a problem or issue is them alone and realizing that it's not, it's very common, I think can be empowering. And actually on the way back from when I was visiting with you, I stayed in Edmonton with some girlfriends and we just, had our usual venting and conversations, and sex always comes up when there's wine.
Yeah.
I think with COVID, we've all struggled a little bit with just like routine and whatnot. So I just think it's a good conversation to have, and especially if maybe some people are feeling like it's a just them problem and it's not.
Absolutely. I think you're totally right. And actually more often than not, like with, it's funny because you think men only talk about sex. I honestly feel like women might talk about it more. I don't know for sure, but I feel like every girlfriend I have, that's what we end up talking about like majority of the time, if there's no kids around. And I think, yeah, like more and more, speaking with most women, like I feel like we all experience kind of the same shit, as far as like libido or feeling tired or feeling guilty about maybe not, you know, being in that type of mood or going a long time without having sex. So I think it's like, yeah, I don't know. I just find it's kind of like a common theme.
Yeah, we just juggle all the things. And yeah, anyone who genuinely feels like their life is balanced, like props to you, because I think that's what we're all striving for.
Oh, absolutely. And I've been, so I feel like I maybe, see, it's funny. I think it all kind of boils down to, for me, and I was talking to my girlfriend about this today, I feel like it kind of all boils down to like communication. And honestly, like between my family and my spouse's family, we have not, like, we were never modeled, just like you and your spouse have, yeah, were never modeled like how to have that type of conversation. So I feel like I'm still learning on like how to express my wants and needs or my frustrations so that it doesn't like affect that like intimacy time.
Yeah. Excuse me. Honestly, I think that's something that's like learned over time too. And it changes with your relationship, mm-hmm, in my experience anyways. Mm-hmm. Sorry, I drank my water too quick.
Was that water?
Yeah, it's like a green tea lemonade.
No, with, drinking alone again.
Alkaline water.
Loser. No.
Right?
See what it does? Healthy things kill you.
Right? Jane's not dying.
Yeah. I'm drinking Pink Whitney, man. So do you feel like the invisible load of raising a family and keeping together your home impacts your relationship at times, or do you guys go through seasons, or?
Like I've mentioned before, like our kids are still pretty young. So I feel like we've had a lot of different seasons, mm-hmm, combined in the last few years, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah, absolutely. There's definitely times where maybe the kids are sleeping more often and whatnot, or I mean, my husband used to work out of town, so he was only home 6 days a month. I can guarantee you those 6 days were a lot more fun than our regular home every night sex life.
Yeah.
So yeah, it totally changes. And I think just like not having solidified expectations of each other has really helped.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, like especially just having grace and like being understanding. There's definitely times where like one of us is frustrated and the other one's falling asleep, but we'll like lay there and tickle each other and be nice anyways. But
yeah, I think that's more my spouse's like frustration, is like I'm literally all like by the end of the day after I'm done everything and you know everything's taken care of, or so I think, and that's where I need work, is like I'm like, oh, everything's taken care of. I can finally just like sit. And when I sit, I'm fucking done. Like I, yeah, pass out and that's it. Right. Where it's like, and that's not to say that's all on me or anything like that, but there are times where during the day I'm like, no, I'm going to take it easy. I'm not going to push so hard to like, feel like I need to get all this stuff done so that I do have energy at the end of the night for like my spouse. Right.
Yeah.
I was reading, I don't know how long ago it was or what Facebook group I was in, because there's like a million and one, but I remember reading on one of the stepmom groups that they, like a handful of people, well, more than a handful of people, were saying that they don't have sex while their stepkids are home.
Wow.
Like, interesting.
That's super interesting.
I think they're just, I want to say maybe they don't have them as much, maybe, or maybe it's, you know, maybe it's like an apartment, so it's kind of,
yeah, or newer relationships too.
True. Yeah, but I can't imagine that.
Wow. Yeah, no, not over here.
Not over here either. No. No, exactly. But yeah, I thought that's got to be kind of frustrating to whoever wants it.
Yeah, and I think I definitely find for us anyways, there's a lot of nights where we're just one of us maybe is in the mood and the other one is tired, and then the next night is vice versa. So like that can definitely get frustrating. But
yeah.
Like you said, I think just like, I don't think it's a bad thing to actively reserve energy or make time for that with your spouse.
For sure. For sure. And that's something that I didn't prioritize as much as I do other things. And so that's something that I'm currently working on, is just like, because again, I think it boils down to like, you know, we've talked a little bit about like love languages and stuff. And for sure, my spouse's is like touch 100%. And I'm not that way. Like I'm cool with just like end of the night, like, you know, snuggle. Like I feel super loved when that happens, but he needs that type of thing more than I do. So I make more of a conscious effort to even just like, even if he's just sitting down, like a nice like massage with like kisses or whatever. Cause I'm just like a cold ass bitch when it comes to that stuff. Like, I am like, I'm very go, go, go. And this needs to get done and on to the next thing. And I have trouble like being in the moment, and that even like goes with my kids sometimes. And so that's also,
I feel that.
Do you?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Like living in the moment is a tough thing to do. I was never taught that.
Yeah. Honestly, even at the park today, I like brought a bunch of stuff and was like, I'm just going to like do stuff while they're playing. And then I was like, no, you sit there and you watch your kids play and just like enjoy. I mean, obviously I watch them play for like safety measures, but like,
yeah,
like enjoy all of it.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I mean, they screamed at me and stuff, the usual, but I smiled.
Yeah. Well, and that's the last thing I want is like my kids not remembering that I didn't have a moment to like watch them do that flip on the trampoline, or like even my husband thinking like, oh, she just has a million projects on the go, so I'm like last on the totem pole, which is again another blessing and curse. I always have a million different projects on the go, which is great for my, I feel like my productivity or just like my goals in life, but
we're the same.
It's hard on my relationship for sure.
Yeah, especially when you're trying to like make time for all of these things. And mm-hmm. I mean, I guess we should make it known, like even for us, there's definitely times where we have to reschedule. Like this episode has been rescheduled just to make time for our families and
what was
going on in life. And
just being like, I mean, I think the point of this podcast is like, you know, to be raising awareness and giving like a safe place for people. And I don't think, we don't need to take it like, if something's come up with your family or with my family, like, I mean, I sure as hell would hope I get this, you know, get some grace of like, shit happens.
Yeah.
Like we don't live in a world where that's really normal. It's like, if something comes up for work and, you know, or with your family and you have to go to work, like work majority of the time doesn't fucking understand and they don't care.
Yeah.
Get into the fucking work.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why we're doing this.
That's right, baby.
Do you feel like you guys over the years have been able to start communicating more about your needs and your wants?
Yeah. And actually it's, we talk all the time about like how cute we were like in the beginning of just like just love making and like, you know, it was just the way it was. And it's funny when you first like get together with somebody and start like sleeping with them and you like aren't sure when to show your like kink. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, when do I let him know that I'm like freaky this way? And like vice versa. And like, so like the way we have sex now, which can, you know, vary obviously depending on the mood, but it's like comparing to like when we first started sleeping together is like hilarious. We were like, I guess we should just assume the position and like, love making and stuff. And now I'm like, you know, like even within the last year, I've been like, you know, because it's not as much as I like to be open and everything. I guess sometimes, I mean, I don't always, because I don't, sometimes I don't know what I like because I haven't tried that certain toy or thing yet. So just recently, actually, we bought some new toys online and they came in and I was like, okay. And like, honestly, the fact that I wanted to try and like order these things and I passed it by my spouse first, he was like, holy fuck, seriously? And I was like, yeah. And he was like just so appreciative that I would even do that. Do you know what I mean? Like, yeah. Even to like look into it. Cause I guess he feels like he's probably thinks about it more than I do. So I was like, no, I just, you know, I was thinking about it and I think it would be good. And he was, so again, tried it on the weekend and damn.
Yeah. Yes.
So it was like, it's really good. And so that makes me more wanting to like, you know, maybe try different things and yeah, spice things up a little bit here and there. Not that it's, you know, like we're not vanilla in a lot of ways, but it can get kind of vanilla-y when you're tired and wanting to get to bed at a decent time and someone has a morning and, you know, all that shit.
Anish is nice too. I think having that security with your partner where you know that if like you do something that just ends up being not your thing or it's embarrassing, like that you can laugh it off and just like go on to something else and you're not.
Yeah. Like that was
devastated fucking the next day.
Do you ever watch like a porn and then you're like, this is fucking stupid. Like, can we change it?
I can't even remember what movie it is, but there's one on Netflix. There's like, I'm in a couple like Facebook, like women's sex. 365 days? I think it's that one. Yeah.
Oh yeah, it is.
Everyone was talking about it on these groups. So I was like, babe, we got to watch this.
Yes.
We're both laying in bed. We're like, this is like a Tuesday night. I can't believe people get excited over this shit. And we're like,
I thought it was hot. Spouse, I don't even think he's actually watched it with me. I watched it by myself.
I can see him rolling his eyes at it.
Like, fuck. I think it's just like, I mean, it's very rare to me to find like something, whether it's a porn or like an erotic movie or something that like, they're both very good looking.
Yeah.
And I think it was just like it was like aggressive, but like they did
have chemistry for sure.
They had really good chemistry, but yeah, I could see why it was slow. Like after a while I was like, okay, I think I'm good.
Yeah. They had like three moves that they just kept doing over and over again. We're like,
I mean, yeah, I mean, it's like softcore porn. Yeah. You know what I mean? But yeah, no, I totally know the movie that you're talking. That's so funny. Yeah, so I think otherwise, you know, like it's sometimes you have to laugh. Like again, and the only time it's ever been like, oh my god, it's been like when it's been a porn and we're like, what the fuck is going on? Can we change it? Watching. Whatever happened to like Showcase Channel 39? Like, do you remember Showcase? And it's like, you just get what you get. I don't even know what it's going to be, but you're going to get what you
get. Porn roulette.
Now it's like, there's so many options.
God.
And then it's like, I feel like it's like, okay, well, I don't know what to pick and I don't want you to judge me for what I'm going to pick.
That's totally us. We're both like, no, you pick.
Same. And my spouse is always like, no, you pick. Cause I think he's like, fuck. And I'm like, okay, shut your eyes. I'm going into this category.
Oh, the first time I ever got drunk with my husband, I took him to his first sex store and bought all this stuff. I just remember like tossing my Visa at him and being like, we're going to town. I drank a 2-6 of vodka by myself and then was like drinking Twisted Tea. So I was beyond where I should have been. Before we went, yeah.
Okay.
And then I bought like a little outfit. I remember him being like, I'm just going to go buy some cigarettes. He pulls into a 7-Eleven and I changed in the car while he was in the 7-Eleven. And he comes out and I'm like wearing this outfit. I probably threw my underwear out the window. Like, and then I was like moving at the time. So my bedroom in my new house just had my bed in the middle of the floor. I remember waking up in the morning and like half eaten pizza. There's just all these toys everywhere. And I remember being so pissed because we forgot to get batteries. And I was just like, all these are useless. Like, what the fuck? it was just a disaster. So he knew pretty early on what he was getting himself into, I think.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, but, bitch is crazy.
Right? He was like, I don't even know what to say.
And he had never been in one before?
No, and he was 28. So I was like, I'm still not 28.
No, you're not.
Yeah, we're going.
Yeah, we're 100% going. We wanted to go to the sex show for like the last 5 years. We've been saying we're going to go. And it's always just like awkward to like ask your in-laws to like babysit while you go. I guess you could like make up something, but we just never ended up going. And now with COVID, we're like, fuck, we're never going to get to go.
And now when you go, you're not going to be able to touch anything.
Yeah. I mean, I guess with the restrictions, it's fucked up. So that might be on the list of things you can go do, but I don't know. Who knows?
Fingers crossed.
So you had said on here, I'm not sure. Do you remember where you got it from? But sexual dysfunction is common in 43% of women and 31% of men report some level of sexual dysfunction.
Yeah, sexual dysfunction covered a lot of different, it was like a pretty broad range.
Mm-hmm.
So it was all the way from like low libido, excessive libido, to inability to reach orgasm, which is more common in women.
That sounds awful.
For sure. Yeah, and sometimes their partners feel insecure, which I think we can all understand on some level.
I feel like I go through like seasons in the month of like where I'm at. I feel like I have low libido like a lot.
Yeah.
And I think that's fairly, it's not, and again, it's like, it's just like, oh, I'm so tired. And I think it's kind of just a prioritizing issue, I feel like. Because like,
I also feel like it's like a, I also always want to blame society. Like I just, we just have so much on our plates. Like
we do.
I don't know. And our hormones, like your hormones are so crazy through your cycle throughout the month. Like,
it's true.
You know, I think it's common to have highs and lows.
Well, and there's like times where, you know, like we are able to like sneak off and go like have a good time. But it's like that much harder when I feel like my stepdaughter is home too, only because like she, like her alarm goes off every time we like touch or like get somewhat even close or anything like that. So it's a little bit harder. And the kids are just getting older and they're not stupid. Do you know what I mean?
I totally know what you mean. I think all the time, like, I love that they're still naive. Like, here's a bag of chips. We're going to go fold laundry. Watch your movie.
We're always like, we're changing. Yeah, it's really, really tough. Or like, you know, and sometimes it happens where we used to be able to just like go hop in the shower together, which is like was always, we like literally never showered apart almost ever. And now that the kids are older, I think last week we did, and I was like, we haven't done this in a really long time. And it's like because there's always like one staying up later because they're just getting older, and or someone needs something or whatever. And it's like, I would hate for them to be like knocking on the door and we're like, we're both in here.
Yeah. Go away.
It's our time now. So I think, yeah, like I remember, again, the kids being young, like your boys and your stepdaughter. I guess she's getting a little bit older too, where she's probably not so naive, but
yes, she's definitely, she plays dumb for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, it's so rough. But like, I think finding like different times of the day is nice too. Mornings on the weekend.
I was going to say, like when I was talking with my girlfriend, like we were all talking about like just what our favorite time was. And it's just funny how different we all are. Like,
yeah.
One of my girlfriends was saying the same thing. Like, I just love morning sex when you wake up and like, it's a good way to start the day. And
it is.
I'm like, my favorite is when we both fall asleep like 8 o'clock right after the kids do. Mm-hmm. And then we wake up at like 2 a.m. and like the whole world is quiet. I was like, we'll have sex. We'll smoke a joint. He'll go get me a snack. And then I go back to bed and I get another like 5 hours of sleep. Like,
that does sound nice. I don't think I've ever done that. Because once I'm out, I'm out.
That's my favorite. Well, it's nice because like sometimes it'll just be like one of the kids will wake up for like half a second and then one of us is like awake and we're like,
Hello.
Yeah. Like, I'll bribe you to wake up right now.
Well, and too, like, I don't know, like even on the weekend, I just feel like, I mean, we always have my son, obviously. And so he was at his first ever like away sleepover with a friend. And so it was literally just us, like, and I had come home from the mountains that day and he had a friend over and we kind of started having drinks. And then we went up the street, we were having drinks with the neighbors and it was all good. And then we went home around like midnight and it was just like, let's do this. And it was like, no one's home. You can make as much noise as you want. And it was honestly like, it was so good that night. And I think it's just because, like, you didn't have to be quiet.
Not having to censor yourself is huge.
Oh,
I feel like, especially for women, because we're so, like, we're such mindful creatures. Like, we're always in our head about fucking everything.
Yes.
So, like, when you can, like, legitimately let go, that, like, I was even thinking the other day, I was like, we should rent a hotel, like, twice a year and just get super drunk and have wild sex.
Oh my God. Honestly, hotels are the best. Like, I love that. I don't have to worry about cleaning anything because again, I'm always like, I'll like roll over after and I'm like, I need to dust my nightstand. It's so stupid. It's true. Oh man, I should probably dust my lamp shade. I haven't done that.
Honestly, I'm kind of like a squirrel. I can be like in the middle of sex and be like, I haven't cleaned that upstairs bathroom mirror in a while.
Yeah, I need to, I need to dust anything at all, which is fucking everything. But I'm that way too. I'm like, oh, that cord's hanging out. It's bugging me.
So in our heads.
Oh, men are from Mars, women are from Venus, 100%.
Is there anything that you had been told or talked to about when you were younger that maybe you want to talk to your stepdaughter about?
About sex?
Mm-hmm.
No. So the only sex talk I had was, okay, so I lost my virginity to my first boyfriend, like my first real boyfriend. And, so we were together. It's actually, yeah, like we were together for quite some time and, we ended up breaking up after like a couple years because yeah, he's a douche. And, when we broke up, I was obviously like very, very, very upset. And the only sex talk I ever had, and I won't even call it one, but it was just like, you better not have had sex with him. And that's why you're so upset. And I was like, no. But obviously that's why I was so upset because I had sex with him and I loved him and, you know, blah, blah, blah. But I want to be more, I want to have more of an open dialogue. And I feel like I'm not sure how much easier it'll be with my son versus my stepdaughter. And it's only going to be weird with my stepdaughter because they don't really talk about anything like that. Like even having the period talk was like really difficult for her to like, because she's like, ew, we just like, that's private. We don't talk about it. And it's like, no, yeah, it's private, but we're women and we can talk about it and it's okay.
You can talk about it privately.
Yeah. And we don't have to whisper and we don't have to hide our shit. Like, it's okay. So I think I just don't want to step on any toes to have this type of sex talk. But it's like, we just got a letter sent home from the school saying they're going to be talking about health. And I feel like it's a funny timing because they're literally done school so soon. And they're like, we're just going to throw in health and then we're going to be done. And no one comes back to school, but they're going to talk about like STDs and like, this is grade six. So STDs and like, I guess the stages of pregnancy and probably like just having safe sex. And I'm like, okay, this might be a good time to like bring it up maybe.
Yeah.
With her.
Start the conversation anyway.
I more or less just don't want her to be an idiot about it. And I don't want her to think like it's not something special. Like, I don't want her to think like you just do it because everyone else of your friends is doing it and you just need to find some douchebag to just do it.
Yeah.
I want her to like, you know, whatever age it is, and I hope it's appropriate age, but I want it to be something that is special for her and that she'll remember. And I'm lucky enough for me, I don't feel like I just went and slept with some random guy, but it was with my high school sweetheart, my bed.
Yeah.
You know, so it was special at the time, I guess, for me, but yeah. Just don't want her to like, or like to ask me, what is this? Or what should I do? Or like, you know, and when it comes to birth control, I feel like that's a pretty touchy subject because I'm not sure how much I agree with birth control anymore.
Yeah.
I know you know a lot more about that stuff than I even do, but it's just something that I'm like, huh, I'm not sure.
I totally feel that way. And I honestly haven't yet thought of that for my stepdaughter. She's only nine. So, but I guess it's something I do need to be thinking about. She's only a few years away even.
Yeah. Yeah. And everything starts so early. And I mean, I lost my virginity at 15 and I thought that was super young, but it's like, it happens. Like it could happen for her. Like,
yeah.
Next year.
Yeah.
And that's,
yeah, I was like just before my 15th birthday.
Yeah.
But same as you, like I was with him for over a year and mm-hmm. like I still say to this day, like he was good for me at that time. I don't regret it. I think it was a safe experience for me. Like I don't have anything negative to say about it.
Yeah.
I think that would be my biggest fear for her, is to have something that like she doesn't have positive feelings around growing up.
Right. Yeah. And I mean, I knew girls that like gave it away in the back of a vehicle with whoever that night. And like, that was just not something I wanted to do like for myself. But I do think it should be talked about, because I think even the sooner you talk about that, like my parents never even talked to me about it because I don't even think they were having sex.
Yeah.
To be quite honest, they were in a miserable marriage. And I mean, it maybe happened every once in a while. I really don't know, but I don't feel like it was happening at all. And sex is like, to me, as much as we all want to say it's not, it's a huge part of your relationship. Yeah. And again, just not something that was like modeled. I didn't see my family, like I didn't see my parents even just like be cute or anything like that. There was no like that I can think of like cute foreplay in the kitchen or anything like that. Right. And I don't know. I just want my kids to know that at an age appropriate time that it does matter. And it's something that needs to be worked on. Not so much sex, but just the bond that you might
have. Communication and the relationship.
Yeah.
And
absolutely. Yeah. So, yeah, do you feel like there's a time when you, like, do you think you know how you'll open with it? Because honestly, I'm stuck and I need to, like, find a time that's just me and her. That's not, like, I feel like going for a walk might be good. I don't know.
Yeah. Honestly, I'm the same as you. Like, I was raised by a single dad, so there was no. I remember one time my brother, he's 18 months younger than me. He came home. I was probably 14. Or something. And he was like, "Dad, what's a blowjob?" And I laughed. And I just remember my dad looking at me with like a, "Why do you know what that means?" And I just like died a little bit inside. So there was definitely no sex talks happening at my house.
Yes.
I think it was Jordan from the Stepmom Collective from Instagram. When we talked with her, I think it was her that mentioned maybe watching a, like a movie or something.
That was Brooke.
That was Brooke. Sorry. Yeah. Brooke from the Struggling Stepmom. Sorry. I totally, as I was saying that, I was like, no, they're both brilliant ladies. So neither of them will be offended by that.
Amazing. Yes, absolutely.
But yeah, she mentioned maybe like watching a movie that has like a conversation starter in it. I thought that was a really good idea, especially for your stepdaughter's age. That might be a nice like opener.
Yeah. Still, I feel like I'm going to be awkward as shit, but I guess it's better than not doing it at all, I guess. Hey.
Yeah. You'll be four glasses of wine in like.
So yeah, I know. And like, no one talked about that. And no one talked about like those urges. Like you are going to have them and it's okay to have them and it doesn't make you bad.
Yeah.
But I just want her to like, okay. So I started watching, have you ever watched Ginny and Georgia on Netflix?
No.
Or Georgia and Ginny or however it goes, but
I'm not allowed to have Netflix anymore.
Oh, that's right. That's right. That's right. So you can't watch 365 days again.
Oh, boo.
Boo. So she basically, to sum it all up, she basically, this girl, she had her daughter very young at 15. So she's obviously a young, like 30 some odd woman with like a 15, 16 year old daughter. And so she's like starting to get those urges and she's starting to like think about sex and she ends up losing her virginity. And her mom just says like, "Hey, like, I just want you to tell me, you know, when that happens or how, you know, how it happens. I want you to be open and honest." And like, I think it was a good, she transferred schools and she ended up like smoking a joint that night with her friends or whatever. And she came home pretty high still. And her mom was like, "How was your night?" And she was like, "Good. Like I smoked a joint." And she was like, "Okay. Like, did you like it?" And she was like, "I mean, I was very aware of my arms," or whatever. Like she was like, "It was kind of weird," or whatever. And like, okay. And then she talked to her about doing that in a safe way and how it's expected. And then just told her she loved her and that she thanked her for telling her about her first time smoking a joint, which I know that's probably a pretty controversial topic, but I just thought like that bond was pretty cool. Like, so the way she reacted as far as that meant that when she does finally have sex or decides that maybe she does want to have sex prior to having it, like she's going to be vocal and tell her mom because of that reaction. Right. It's like, yeah. I just felt like, okay, that's kind of what I want, but it's hard. Cause like you want them to be safe and you don't want that to like lead into other things. Like
I know. And it feels like you're almost like allowing them to grow up.
Yeah. Yeah. It's fucked, man. I don't know.
I totally get that.
Someone should write a handbook. That'd be great. I really need to know like how to do
that. Or like a pamphlet or something we can get.
I love research. Yeah. So I kind of wanted to touch base a little bit on, because I know like I feel very lucky that I have an amazing spouse. And I know you have a really great spouse, but I feel like maybe a lot of people maybe don't necessarily have that great partner who's like making them feel like they want to be intimate. You know, I know I get a lot of compliments. I get a lot of kissing and touching, and I get, you know, a lot of help around the house, and some people aren't getting that. So I just wondered, like, do you have any thoughts on that? On like how...
Yeah, I think that's definitely just like, I think it all goes back to communication.
Yeah.
But I mean, I think there's a time and place for a lot of these conversations to be had. Mm-hmm. And maybe like not right after you finished, you roll over and start critiquing anything that has happened.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely situational depending on partners, but.
And the way you treat each other during the day is directly going to affect what you go to bed with, right?
Yeah, and be direct. Like, honestly, even just since my spouse has been home every night, like not working out of town, there's mm-hmm. fucking so much more laundry, more dishes, more cooking, more everything. And like, I have had to say, like, there's not enough of me to go around. So if you want me to have energy at night, you need to help balance out my evening. Okay.
Yeah.
So, I mean, at that point, it's kind of putting it on him. Like, if that's something that's important to you, that's great. But I'm telling you, this is what I need to make that happen for you later. So meet right. me in the middle or shut your mouth about it.
That's actually quite funny that you say that, because I was actually just listening to, so I listened to That's Inappropriate, the podcast. And just because I love Meredith and I love Tiffany, and they were talking today, they mentioned an article that said, it was from a psychologist, and it said, men, if you want more sex, do more chores around the house.
Yeah. I've literally said vacuuming equals blowjobs. Like,
right. Like, what don't you get? And I know it sucks. No one wants to vacuum, but please do it.
Actually, my husband bought a air fryer a couple weeks ago.
Oh, right. And
he, like, cleaned the house while I was down visiting you, bought this air fryer. I come home, he, like, sets it up, and he shows me how to cook in it and everything. And he just made some comment about, like, you're not going to get rid of me one day, are you, or something like that. And I was like, you cook and you clean now? Why the fuck would I get rid of you now that you're trained? Like,
fully trained, maybe. That's so awesome. Yeah, she basically said that majority of her clients that she sees come in and it's like, you know, they're having sexual issues and there's this and there's that. And it's because the man, you know, I get that, you know, men, you know, or one spouse is working and maybe one's home or however it goes. And so it's like, okay, well, the person who's staying home, that's their job or whatever. But it's like, it goes bigger than that. But I think it was basically like, it's always the man saying, she's not intimate with me. The woman saying, I'm fucking exhausted. And so fuck you.
Yeah.
And so if you want help. So she just basically did this article like, hey, here's like a little just piece of advice. Just do more fucking chores. And it's never going to be like 50-50, I feel like.
No, but it could be as simple as like, thanks for making dinner. Go have a bath. I will get the kids ready for bed. Mm-hmm. Enjoy yourself. Like, take some time off. It's also hard to be a woman who gives and gives and gives all day long and takes care of everyone's needs to then lay down next to you and want to take care of your other needs.
Right. It's like the last thing. It's such a thing, hey?
Yeah.
Like, the more I talk about it openly, which I'm glad we're able to do, but the more I talk about it openly, it's like, it's a very common theme.
Yeah. And Hollywood does not make it easy to normalize these things either.
No, because you should be able to do all of it. And it's like, no, I'm just going to straight up say, I can't do all of it.
No.
I'm going to do it right now.
Yeah. And like, if I have time to have sex with you, like, I probably didn't have time to shave my legs. So. Pick and choose your battles, buddy.
I know. I do have one friend who she's like, oh, no, I always make sure I'm really like clean shaven. I'm like,
That's cool. How clean are your floors?
Yeah. Oh my fucking God, I can't do it. But in the summer, it's maybe more only because it bothers me when I wear shorts. But
yeah, I was gonna say, like, I feel it on myself, but most of the time,
No, I don't shave for him. I shave for myself.
Yeah.
100%. I like this on here too, but you asked, do you think TV or porn has created an unrealistic expectation for both genders? Do you feel that way?
Yeah, definitely. I think just even the way that, like, just for example, how porn kind of demonstrates that women are just like good to go whenever. And it's like, that's just not always the case. Like,
no,
you know, I think the average woman needs like 15 minutes of foreplay, which like doesn't sound like a lot, but that's a lot when you only have so much energy or so much time. Or
it's a lot for me. And yeah, I do feel like that. Like, I need some loving and touching and rubbing, and even a massage is like,
yeah,
like, thank you so much. Like, I'm ready to go now. But
I always will just say, like, I always lay on my side. I'm a side sitter. I'm always just like, rub my butt and kiss my shoulders.
You know the drill. Let's go.
Yeah. I'm like a cat. You know the specific spots to touch me. And if you don't touch me correctly, I'll bite you.
Yeah. Oh, that's too great. Yeah, I find I more or less, I don't know if it creates such like a unrealistic expectation for me. I more or less just find it funny. Like, I'm just like, there's no way that you like answer the door like that.
Right.
Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely, like, being grown and like having experiences, you're looking at it like totally, like you said.
Yeah.
But I could see it for like teenagers maybe just starting to watch it and whatnot. Like, I think that's where I could see it creating false expectation.
Well, yeah, I guess you're right. Like, for like young boys, they probably think these girls are like gonna be all freaky deaky and ready to take it up the butt. And it's like, do you know how much that is?
Yeah, you know how much cheese I ate this week?
Oh my God, so much cheese. Yeah, oh, that's too funny. I did happen to hop on to, what is it, womenshealthmagazine.com, I believe it is. And so they came up. I thought it'd be fun to talk about some things that might be able to spice up your sex life. Yeah, it can get kind of stale sometimes. So, and these maybe are a little obvious to most people. Sometimes just hearing it and going, huh, okay, maybe I'll try that is good. So first one, sex in public. Have you or have you not?
I'm definitely the freaky one, for sure. Okay. Yes, for sure. I say all the time, like, I can't wait to give you a blowjob on a balcony in Mexico.
Right.
That'll be, COVID's over.
Or roadhead.
Yes.
That can be dangerous. I'm not advocating for it. I'm just saying I've done it.
Yes. We do not recommend trying this at home.
No, do not try it at home. It's, yeah, can't imagine. We actually, so we know I love to go to the mountains. I love hiking. And last year, because like my hubby isn't like a huge hiker, but he'll go. And we didn't have the kids. They were away at grandma and grandpa's. And I was like, we should get in a good hike during that week. So we both took a day off and we went, but he was like, on one condition, like, we're fucking up there. And I was like, deal. And so we did the mountain, and at the very top, there's hot springs, and we totally did it in the hot springs. And it was like,
oh my God, that sounds so hot.
It was.
That's,
I mean,
such a good idea.
Okay. It sounds really hot, and it was, don't get me wrong, but like, our knees were killing us because of the rocks. But otherwise, it was hot. So, I mean, anywhere that's safe that you're not going to fucking get in huge trouble or get a ticket or whatever.
Me like, Googling, where can I walk 12 minutes to a hot spring?
Do children's perks count? yeah, you're like, fuck the hike, man.
I just skipped to the good part.
Oh my god, that's
ends
funny.
Up renting a hotel with a hot tub.
I mean, that's actually on my list. All right, that's what we even told said. Book a hotel stay so that there's zero distractions for those of you like Amanda and I who noticed the dust on our nightstand.
Love that.
Go to a hotel. I think, like, I mean, I'm not sure where everybody is in this world, but I know here in Calgary, Alberta, like the rates of hotels have gone way down just because of the lockdown and everything. So I find like now's the best time to do like a staycation and just go do it and fuck your brains
out. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Especially if you feel like you need out of your house right now.
Oh my God. Yeah. Like in a clean bed with like, oh, I love it. It's the best. Okay, so this one kind of made me chuckle because I'm like, who doesn't do this? But spanking. Both. I think both. I don't know. I do it playfully. I'm not like dominatrix or whatever, but
I'll do it like in the kitchen and stuff.
Yes, yes, exactly. Playful.
But you know, our kids, mainly for me, they constantly walk up and spank my bum.
Okay, same.
And they'll be like, Dad, I spank mom's bum.
Yeah, insert obvious joke here. Yeah. So I thought that was funny. But if it's not something maybe you have tried before, I suggest you do. It's kind of fun. Dressing up, whether it be lingerie or maybe if you don't have lingerie, maybe something that you feel really sexy in or maybe something that he feels like. I think we had talked about before too, Amanda, jerseys, like you got dressed up in your hubby's
jersey. And I totally just want to say like, especially for, I feel like as women, we are our own biggest critics.
Oh, so yeah.
There's a part of your body maybe that you don't feel 100% confident being naked. It's kind of nice if you find an outfit or lingerie or something that distracts you from worrying about that. If you can get out of your own head, it's very nice to just feel confident in yourself. And like, if your spouse isn't into lingerie, like good for him, do it for you.
Yeah. And it doesn't always last a whole long time, but like just to show that effort, I think is, and it's like a change.
Yeah. And then if it ever rips a little bit, you let them rip it off of you.
Yes. Yes. Like,
this one is going in the garbage anyway, so do what you must.
Don't stress about it, right? Oh, yeah. I think that's so cool. Using toys. Again, not sure how many people are like on board with that. I don't think it needs to be anything super duper scary, but
no, yeah. But something maybe basic that like you're both comfortable with.
Maybe you go to the sex shop and maybe you don't go together. Maybe you do, but maybe just take someone that you are comfortable going with and have a look around and see what's out there. I think is super good. We have a little box we have and we keep all our goodies in there and, you know, there's a time and a place for it too. But I find just mixing things up a little bit is like just the hottest part.
Well, and especially like we've said about having seasons. I mean, we have a sex swing that's under our bed that we haven't unboxed in 2 years. So.
Right. I'm worried like, because is it like have to stay installed or can you take it off and on?
No, it's one that you like throw over a door and lock it.
Fuck, man. Because I'm just like, yeah, the kids will ask questions.
Right? I was saying to one of my neighbors one day, I was like, I should install it in like the ceiling of my garage. But my luck, I'll be like hanging from the sex swing and somebody will like trigger the remote. It'll just be like, mirror. Oh, my God. There's me just like hanging in this stuff.
Oh, hey. Yeah, there's like no good place for that when you
No.
have kids, man. Maybe later. That's hilarious. Yeah, that was pretty much it. There was a few other ones, but I thought they were just a little bit obvious, but I thought those were a little bit
Yeah.
helpful.
I think it's important too to just like actively make time for each other.
Yeah, agreed. And we can get caught up in a lot of stuff. And I know I'm definitely guilty of it, but I think I'm making more of a conscious effort. And, sometimes I'm like, TV's off. Let's go. We going
Yeah.
upstairs. And he's like, I'll follow you wherever you want
Well, and honestly, communication might just be just that. Like, if you know that you're fucking tired and crashed out every night by 10 o'clock, like, can you arrange it into your schedule in the morning?
Yeah.
Can you sneak away after dinner? Like, is there some other way you can arrange your day?
Yeah. Yeah, it's just finding it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I think you're right. Well, I think that pretty much about covers our sex. I feel like a veteran almost. Feel wise about our sex talk today.
Next time we'll do a YouTube demonstration of all the options.
Yeah, let's see what's in your sex toy box. Yeah, no, I think that's great, but again, I think it all boils down to just making time and communication and yeah, just making time for one another, because holy shit,
Yeah,
it's
and
easy.
you're not alone if you are struggling.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, thank you so much for listening to another Mother podcast and being a part of our community. And just remember, no matter how unique your situation, you're not alone.
To be a part of the show, make episode topic suggestions, or to share your story, please email info@anothermotherpodcast.ca and make sure to follow at Another Mother Podcast on Facebook and Instagram. And if you enjoyed the show, please leave us a rating on your preferred podcast app.
Bye-bye.